Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos, and we started Klal Chaf, and we learned Siman Aleph. We said, let's complete the Siman and then clarify some of the points of the ideas that he said, mentioned over here. Zeh Klal, Bein Sharipa Dabar Kasha, Ashehiksha Dabar Rach, Chayav Mishum Avashal. So here's this quote from the Rambam, which we mentioned in the introduction, so that whether a person uses heat to take something which is hard and soften it, whether it uses heat to harden something which is soft, either way is going to be chayv because of mavashal. And this is where the Mishnah Berurah kicks in and says, if you look at the Piskei Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan, in Ois Aleph, he quotes in the Shartin, the Kima Shehuksha Mistama Hisrapa Tchila Mechayv Ala Ripui. Since he has hardened it, can assume that before it hardens, it softens. And therefore, he's going to be chayiv on the fact that it softens. So the chayiv is not for the hardening. The chayiv is for the fact that it softens it. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands this din of the Rambam, which the Chayyim is quoting. The Chayyim is quoting from the Rambam. And the Magen Rambam quotes this Rambam, so the Chayyim is quoting it from the Magen Rambam, is quoting the Rambam. Okay, so we already pointed out that some learn the Rambam differently than the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it. So, in this halacha of softening something which is hard, the Chayyim says that one is chay for doing so, the clear from the Gemara and the Rambam, that person is chayv for softening something. So in the Nishmas Adam over here, the Chayyim wrote a pirish on his sefer called Nishmas Adam, where he points where he feels need elaboration, he elaborates upon them. So in the Nishmas Adam, in Ois Aleph, he means the Magen Rambam actually has a question. The Rambam talks about heating metal is going to be chayiv on Shabbos, and the Rambam says two different reasons in two different places. One, he says the person is chayiv for heating metal, he's chayiv for mevashel. Like you're saying over here, when you heat metal, you're softening the metal. So he's chayiv because of mevashel. And there's one place the Rambam says that the chayiv is for mavir, for making, it's considered a toldah of mavir, taking metal and making it glow is the malacha of mavir, it's like making a fire. So, which one is it? Is it because of Maver, or is it because of Mevashel? There are multiple answers to this question, but the approach that the Nishmas Adam takes is, depends if you want to soften it. If your goal is to soften it, then we can say that the purpose, he's accomplishing that purpose, and the Malacha is going to be the Malacha of Mevashel, which means softening something. If, however, his goal is, he has no goal to soften it, that's not what he's trying to accomplish. The goal is to heat it up and use it for a person. With many times at that point in time would take it after they heat it up and they would plunge it into cold water, and that would anneal the steel. It would take the steel and give it tensile strength, make it stronger. So a person's goal is not really the softening. So in that situation, person is not going to be chayiv for softening. So the malacha is going to be a different malacha, the malacha of maver, because you want it to get hot to the point where syrup takes place. It has to reach the point where it's like a fire, it's going to start glowing a little bit. Based on this, so the poskim discuss a scenario where a person wants to pour hot water on Shabbos into a plastic cup. It's fairly common there to sell. People take their hot water in a small plastic cup, and they can feel when they put the hot water in that the cup softens a little bit. It becomes a little less sturdy. So he's taking this cup and he's softening it. So he should be able, because of Mavashal, he's using heated water to melt or soften the plastic. So why is that not a problem? So one approach is this chayadim, that the person is not trying to soften it. So, but it's a secret that he's doing it. So we have to clarify that this idea that the psik resha would be relevant, sometimes the intent becomes not only the regular rule of Dovar Sheni Miskaven, a person has not yes intent or not intent, because that which we're going to give a cheshivas to a ma'isa richuch, which is not a shinui, which is irreversible, it's not a significant type of shinui. The reason why it's chayiv is because the person has used fire to reach it to a point where it accomplishes to be able to be available to use what he wants to use it for, the softening, thereby allowing it to add some other types of usage and function. Softening it to the point that it becomes a liquid, a person can make kalim out of it. The softening which takes place in the plastic cup does not make anything better. It's not a significant shinui, so a person is not going to be chayiv in that situation because of the malacha of mavashal. So a person pours into this plastic cup and causes it to soften. Person does not need to be concerned about the malacha of mavashal. Have a good day.